live from the Allstate Showcase Studio. This is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
One of my favorite people in studio, the legend, Howard Tolman's here.
Already a problem.
Once again, can't hold a job. Keeps moving around from great idea to great idea. Nice to see you, as always.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here. And I'm excited.
Thanks for all that you continue to do to move tech and to make Chicago really a world city, a must place to be when it comes to technology. Where do we rank now? Are you feel good about where we are?
Yeah, well, first of all, 1871 is number one in the world. I mean, out of about 1,800 sort of incubators, co-working spaces.
And explain what an incubator is for folks.
You know, it's a place where we put together all the resources that you need to build a new business. So financing, technology, people, resources, all in one place. And it's there's an energy and sort of an electricity in the process that's pretty amazing.
And for people that haven't been there, and obviously that's most of us, what does it look like? Is it a big open
space? It's about 170,000 square feet now of space. It's a little of everything. Some open, some private, some separated in terms of actual identified offices. But the biggest thing that people don't get who haven't been there is it's not all 15-year-old complexion challenge young men.
Sure. Right?
So there's career changers.
Complexion challenge. I love
there's
that.
Career changers. There's serial entrepreneurs. There's guys with domain expertise who don't know the first thing about technology. And you match them with young technologists. And honestly, it's hard to know who's the most excited.
Well, you should be very proud of that. However, I don't know if it's because you're a genius and you can't focus for more than 15 minutes, but now you've gone off and done something else.
Yeah.
So let me back up first.
Okay.
When you and I first met many years ago, you thought, you know, kids, not every kid is designed for a four-year college experience. You got kids getting out of school now. Maybe they want to design a video game. Maybe they want to do something in tech. So you started what?
Tribeca Flashpoint College, now it's called. And you're exactly right. It was for kids. I mean, you couldn't go to a cocktail party or anywhere and not have 20 different people tell you that. And it was never their kid, by the way. It was their nephew.
I got
the guy next door.
I know a kid.
The kid in the basement. But they were all the same story. They just didn't want to spend 4 years at a traditional college. They were interested in digital anything. So we created a school with Bob De Niro as my partner to train kids in film, in recording arts, in music, and in computers. And it grew. And, you know, those kids got real jobs. And I still hear, honestly, I still hear from people like I'm a graduate of Tribeca Flashpoint. You know?
Yeah, and the idea has been now stolen and replicated all over the country.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
That's okay. Listen, high-end vocational training better come back because these are paths to real middle-class jobs.
Well, that's the thing.
And they can't be imported or exported.
You know? Yeah, because if we're counting on the government to do all the retraining we need to be doing for these jobs, forget about it. It's over. It better be happening at this level.
And it's not just new kids. It's also we better retrain the existing workforce, both of which sort of comes together with what we're doing at the new Kaplan Institute.
What a perfect tease. Look at you. Stand by.
That was a segue of the first order, man.
Unbelievable.
You can just ride those things up and down the street.
What am I going to do? I have to get out of the car. Now I got to find out what Kaplan Institute is. Stand by.
Howard, how about it?
Howard will explain it in just a second.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
My friend Howard Tolman's here. You know, Apollo 13 was on the other night, and there's that great scene in the beginning of Apollo 13 where Tom Hanks, as Commander Lovell, is showing some folks around NASA, because this is the computer room. And it's 1965-ish, I guess, at that point. And it's a giant room, a huge room from floor to ceiling with the state-of-the-art technology at that point that had all the computing power of a digital watch.
Right.
You were on this before anybody was.
Yeah,
what got you into tech as a kid?
You know, first of all, I took my first class in computers in 1963 at Illinois Institute of Technology.
Is that right?
50 years ago. Yeah.
And what was it then?
Punch
cards with slots somewhere nearby?
It was not even punch cards. It was tape.
Oh, that's right.
And then punch cards came. And you know, it's advanced, let me just say. It's just caught on.
It's still amazing, by the way, not to get off track here, but when you think about what they were able to do to save those astronauts and have them save themselves when they didn't have the computing power of the smartphone that's sitting next to me here.
Well, and the other thing, whatever the other movie was about the women who were part of the computer.
Oh, sure,
That was an astonishing movie, too.
Yeah, the whole story of NASA. Yeah. All right, so what are you doing for Kaplan?
So Kaplan is a brand new building, first new academic building on the campus of IIT for 40 years.
Wow.
Okay, about 70,000 square feet of space. It's going to be a hub to train all of these students, undergraduate and graduates, in innovation and entrepreneurship. So ideas will come in the front door and invoices will go out the back door.
Did you miss teaching?
I missed teaching to a certain extent, but what I really was attracted to here was every single company that came into 1871 said, we need more technical people and we need diverse technical people. And here's a school that's transformational. 40% of them are first-generation college kids.
Okay.
And they come in and it changes their lives because you go out as an engineer and it changes your economic status in a real way. And they're smart and they stay. You know, this is not a place where Amazon and Google back up a bus and, take all the graduates and move them to Seattle. So big for Chicago. Pipeline of technology, and you mentioned, skill and upskilling and training. I mean, we expect to train the students, but also we expect a lot of companies will work with us to train their employees.
And, you go around, you talk about this in the factory of the future from ideas to invoices, but it sounds to me like the goal, which is going to be achieved, because, Dave, I don't know if you know this, Howard doesn't fail, is to go in and have these kids not only change their lives, but change our lives.
Totally.
All right.
Exciting.
So, executive director of the Kaplan Institute, how do you know a kid is right for this?
You know, everything is the same. It's about passion. I mean, if you don't have the passion, all the rest of the stuff doesn't matter. But the other steps are, perspiration. You got to be willing mm-hmm. to do the work. Preparation. It's a homework kind of thing. And then, the other thing is perseverance. I mean, it's not easy. And it's not easy to start new businesses. It's not easy to change things. Change isn't hard. Change happens mm-hmm. in about 32 seconds.
Sure.
Getting over the resistance to what worked pretty well in the past is very difficult.
And for folks that came through 1871 and the future of those folks that are going to be coming out of the Kaplan Institute, failure's part of the deal.
Well,
throw it against the board, see what sticks.
I had this argument just recently with Rahm. I mean, failure, he said.
Rahm, that's Mayor Emanuel to the rest of us.
Failure is an important part, and I'm like, failure sucks.
It does.
But education is important, and the idea that not everything you try is going to work out, so you keep trying, fail forward.
It's interesting you say that, because I look at you that way, because I think you've learned more from your wins than we do from our losses. And I think most people go, and you're Mayor Emanuel talking about this. You learn more from failing. Well, you learn a lot from failing, but I think you got to pay attention to learn from what you've done.
Yeah,
right.
You have to build on your successes too. I mean, and he's, I think that everybody talks about, failure in different ways. And I think that the biggest failure is quitting. You have to keep going, but also you have to be smart enough to know when you're wasting your time. This is the first rule of holes. If you're digging a hole, you want to stop. So,
can you look forward and tell me what's going to happen in this world in 10 years, technology-wise?
Well, I can tell you that we're going to train kids in school in different ways, and if we don't, we're screwed. Right now, we're still using a factory model that was...
You're talking about big ideas, not kids sitting around with tablets. You're talking about the big idea.
Yeah, I mean, the big idea is that you have to have differentiated learning. You have to teach each kid according to their skills. And to do that, you need technology. You can't do it with one teacher and 25 kids trying to be one size fits mm-hmm. all. So the biggest change is going to be we're going to be highly individualized, customized learners. And it's going to start when you're 5 years old. And if it doesn't, we're not going to keep up with the other world powers.
And I was thinking about you the other day when I saw Zuckerberg testifying to Congress, and we saw some, let's be generous, well-meaning members of Congress who still think the thing that slid out of their computer was a drink holder a few years ago.
Right. It's frightening.
We have to have people in politics who can make decisions with some knowledge of the technology they're making decisions about, don't we?
Yeah, and I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon, because I think we've made right now the political process such a onerous thing that anybody, you know, look, when you and I were growing up, you'd get to be 55 and you'd give the government 4 or 5 years as a dollar a year person because you wanted to give back. I mean, I don't think anybody wants to subject themselves to the kind of grief that taking a job with the government these days, forget running for election, just taking any kind of government position, just horrible. I mean, you know.
And you get offers all the time, and you know politicians because they come through, and you've known them through the years. Why the change? Why now? You know, because in some ways, technology is to blame.
Yeah.
Because everybody now gets their Andy Warhol 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And when everybody's opinion is thrown out there and you don't look for any sort of counter views, well, how are we supposed to get anywhere?
Well, it's worse. It's that you know, the systems are built to reinforce what you already believe. They just show you and tell you what you want to hear.
One big echo chamber.
So discovery is very, very challenging. And, you know, we tell, people ask me all the time, what would you teach a five-year-old? And I would teach him to second source. You know, this is, you know, you may love your grandmother, but trust and verify.
She could be shifty. So it's great to see you, and congratulations.
Thanks.
Running the Kaplan Institute, for people that want more information on all things going on there, what do they do? Just go to the website?
Just, you know, iit.edu. It's all there.
And all the information there. By the way, Howard writes a terrific blog, and I don't know if you're still doing this
weekly. Yeah, every week.
But I read it all the time.
Oh,
it's great stuff all the time.
Great, I'm glad.
So where do people find that?
That is at inc.com.
Okay. Nice to see you, man.
Thanks.
Look at you. Look at you. Take a nap, for crying out loud. Leave some work for the rest of us. It's Howard Tolman, friend of the program and friend of you, because he's helping change the world as well. And again, iit.edu. So exciting stuff going on with the Kaplan Institute.